47-year-old Komlan Mali of the ruling Rally of the Togolese People, the RPT, has been named Prime Minister following the October 14th parliamentary elections in which his party won a large majority of seats. Monday's announcement was a surprise to many Togolese who are not familiar with Mr. Mali, who was previously a Minister of Urban Development. Mr. Mali succeeds Yawovi Agboibo, an opposition leader who quit the post on November 13th. Mr. Mali's nomination was delayed while President Faure Gnassingbé negotiated with the main opposition party, Union of Forces for Change, known as the UFC, and others on the formation of a new government. Gilchrist Olympio is head of the opposition UFC.
We don't think it's a democracy. We think it's a regime which has come from a blatant military system to a system that is a little softer.
The UFC took 27 of the 81 seats in the October election. The RPT won with 50 seats. But Olympio does not think the results reflect the popular will. He says the UFC actually won about the same number of votes as the RPT, but given the current electoral maps, this did not translate into seats. He says a government led by Mr. Mali will not last.
I think he's some sort of civil servant, unknown to the public, unknown to the political class. Our general feeling is that at this stage of talks between the president and the opposition, the current government could only be a caretaker or temporary government.
Olympio says the opposition is focusing on reform.
We have to find a way, in one form or the other, to translate the will of half of the electorate into institutions that are in place in Togo. That's why all our emphasis is the reform of institutions and the constitution.
President Faure Gnassingbé took power in 2005 after the death of his father, President Gnassingbé Eyadema. The new president then won an election that the opposition alleged was marred by widespread fraud. But international observers have applauded both the fairness and the calm they say characterized the October elections. Ruling party officials say Togo has made progress in democratization and as a result has been rehabilitated by the international community. As proof, they point to an end of European Union sanctions which were imposed because of human rights violations in the 1990s. But another opposition leader, Nicholas Lawson, from the Party of Renewal and Redemption, says the restoration of EU aid is unimportant.
The head of the European Union is just a small assistance and even becoming a poison to our people, to our country, because people are thinking that, you know, we can get out of poverty with the help of the outside world. No, we have to work hard before we get out of the poverty.
Ruling party spokesmen were not available for comment. Ruling party officials have said the opposition is angry only because it did not do well in the elections and that the president needs to govern with an official of his own party so he can focus on development, not only on political problems. They also say it is a good sign the president chose someone young, like Mr. Mali, so Togo can be responsive to the country's struggling youth. Jade Holland for VOA News, Dakar.